The song can actually occupy the whole service today. I welcome you to the blessing Sunday for the month of October. We are already blessed with a new song. It's a long time since we sang one that is new, and we are already blessed, and the blessing shall continue. We shall look quickly today at three key effects of the blessing. I'm going to be as sharp as possible. We took enough time in the testimonies and also much time in the singing, which is for a good purpose. Three key effects of the blessing. One, to understand key effects of the blessing, three of them, and also to understand the way of the blessing. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, God speaking to Adam at creation said, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful, and God said, multiply. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, all the way to verse 3. He said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee. I will bless him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The blessing of God is behind the making of notable people. Don't worry, you are in the blessing. The blessing of God is behind the making of notable people. The blessing of God is behind the making of outstanding lives in scripture. Anywhere you see a man, a woman that is notable, that is outstanding, including nations, they are blessing made. And this morning, we shall study three key effects of the blessing in the lives of people like Abraham, in the lives of people like Isaac, in the lives of people like Joseph, like Jacob. Three key effects. Number one is called multiplication. Number two is preservation. And number three is perpetuation. Which means continuity. We shall be looking at, let's start from the beginning. We looked at the first one in the first service. The blessing of God has a multiplier effect.
I might not have the time to go through all of it because of time. But the blessing of God will multiply a person's potentials and multiply your favor and multiply your resources. And this blessing will multiply you in all conditions and in all locations. It has no regard for condition. It has no regard for location. A man, a woman who is blessed is not permitted to die small. A man, a woman who is blessed is not permitted to diminish in life. A blessed man, a blessed woman is not permitted to have a better yesterday. That is why I believe someone here today, whatever is fighting your life, any power from your family or your father's house that wants you to die little, that power is buried here today. There is something we call failure to thrive in medicine. Child is born, and this child is meant to be 1 year, and is still looking like 3 months, 4 months. They will query failure to thrive. Query cause. What could be the reason why this child is not thriving? Is there a perennial infection? Is there an occult infection? Does it have a congenital heart disease, a cardiovascular disease? What is there that is not making this child to thrive? Why is he not like other children? As it is in the physical, it is in the spiritual. There are people who are failing to thrive. They are in the same church with other people. Things are working for the people, but it seems not to be working for them. In the eyes of the world, they look as if they are hypocrites. They are going to church but have nothing to show. I am here with the same mantle to declare, whatever is causing failure to thrive, failure to flourish spiritually, failure to be successful spiritually, by the mantle of God with which I preach, they are cursed to their roots. I said they are cursed to their roots. You shall thrive, you shall blossom, and you shall flourish. By this blessing Sunday today, you shall thrive, you shall flourish, and you shall do well. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So the blessing has a multiplier effect. Number two, which we are to deal with extensively in this service, is preservation. The blessing of God does not only give you favor or give you or assist you or fertilize your resources or produce greatness. The blessing of the Lord preserves the life of the blessed. It preserves the destiny of the blessed from the wicked devices of the enemy. Listen to this. The reason why God wires preservation into the package of the blessing. Somebody say wire. The reason why he wired preservation inside the package of the blessing is the fact that the blessing will attract opposition. It will attract anger. It will attract enmity. It will attract hostility. It will attract bitterness. Am I communicating? The blessing of God on your life will make some people want to run mad. The blessing of God on your life will push people to native doctor. What can we do to bring down this man? The blessing of God will generate conspiracies. It will generate demonic gang ups, when God begins to bless you, there are people that are going to get angry, get agitated, get infuriated, get frustrated. What can we do against this man? So God said, let me wire inside you. You see, if God is to leave you like that, a little money you have, you die before your time. You don't know that there are villages where somebody starts building and before you know it, is cut off. A lady called me yesterday, she's not a member of my church, but it's my classmate from secondary school, married to a professor of medicine, a professor of surgery. And she called me and she said, excuse me, sir, we are building in the village and my brother-in-law went to the building site just now and then a charm with calabash and other things was tied just in front of the building, right there, and they are afraid. And the question is, is there any way you can help us? I said, no problem. I'm going to send somebody, one of our pastors from any of our towns, to go and pray it, our town there, to go and pray and bind that charm. That is the kind of, you see, anytime you begin to do well, people of evil will become angry and bitter and they'll become hostile. So God wants to shield you from bad will and shield you from witchcraft and shield you from premature death and shield you from enemy attack. Is God speaking? Shout yes. Look at your neighbor, say, I am too blessed to be wasted. I am too blessed to be wasted. I am too blessed to be frustrated. I am too blessed. Look at the neighbor, say, I am doing well. I am going to do very well. And God has to protect me so that no wicked person will take me out before my time. Take your seat. I'm sure you understand now. The blessing of God in your life will cause people sleepless nights. It will cause people headache. This construction caused many people headache. Where are they getting the money? How did they get the money? What do I get? Newsmakers will always attract the anger of noisemakers. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Newsmakers will always attract the anger of noisemakers. Anger and wrath and evil devices. So God said, let me wire preservation into your life, into your destiny, into your body, so that they don't cut you out before your time. Some people, the way their heart is towards a blessed person, that heart, if you put cocoyam, it will cook. If you put cocoyam in their heart, it will cook. The heat, the anger, the bitterness and everything. But God said, I am wiser than the devil. I went ahead of the devil. I will give you the provision and I will give you the protection. Hey! I will give you the provision. I will give you the protection. I will give you the blessing. I will give you the preservation. I will give you the elevation and I will give you the preservation. I will make sure it is impossible for the devil to cross the barrier and destroy you. Beloved, I prophesy to you today, your preservation is confirmed. Your preservation is confirmed.
Your preservation is confirmed. Your preservation is confirmed. You will not be wasted before your time. No devil can kill you before your time. You shall fulfill your days. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Let me give you some examples of people who were blessed and who had preservation. Number one, or first, Noah. In Genesis chapter 9, and in verse 1 and 2, the Bible said, "And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. By this blessing on you, the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl." He said, "I want to give you the blessing and also put your fear on the beast of the earth, on the fowl of the air, and upon everything that moveth upon the earth. Into your hands they are delivered." I want to bless you and ensure that you are not a victim. I want to bless you and ensure that you are not the one they are pursuing. Look at example number 2, Abraham. Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 3. Genesis 12, 3. You see what God said? "I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." I'm going to bless you, but I won't stop there. Anybody who assists in my blessing in your life, I will bless that person. But anybody who stands your way to try to resist you, I will waste them. I will curse him that curseth you. I am not going to bless you and leave you in the hands of wicked people. I'm not going to bless you and leave you at the mercy of wicked people. A few days ago, I spoke with our father in the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo, and he shared that scripture with me. Now, that scripture was part of my message. I just remember that while I was talking, that he shared something. It was his 65th birthday last week, Friday. And let me share with you a scripture that I got like a birthday gift. I say, "Yes, sir." And he said, that passage, Genesis 12. He said, "I will bless them that bless thee." He said, "Those blessing you are them, but those cursing you are him." He said, "The amount of the blessing is bigger than the curse. Regarding the blessing, it is them that bless you. Regarding the curse, it is him that curses you. It doesn't matter who is trying to work against you. What is working for you is bigger than what is working against you. It is them versus him." It is always them versus him. It is light versus darkness. It is God. It doesn't matter what you think is speaking against you or working against you. What is working for you and speaking for you is heavier than what is working against you. Those who wish you well are more than those who wish you bad. Somebody shout power. I am aware of that for my own life. Children, school fees paid like water. Widows settled here and there. Pastors, all manner. Members, people from all over the world. America, Australia, everywhere. There are too plenty. Too plenty. That is your package. He said, "I will bless you. And then, I'm also watching what people do to you. I am not just going to bless you and leave you like that. I will watch how people react to your blessing. Anyone who is happy with what I am doing in your life, I will multiply him. I will bless him. Anybody who tried to put a roadblock before you, I will lay him to rest. Somebody shout, power! Shout it louder! Look at your neighbor, say, your God is giving you provision, and he's also giving you protection. He's giving you elevation and giving you preservation. Take your seat. In Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 16, we saw the life of Isaac. The Philistines were saying to him, Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for you are much mightier than we. You are heavier than us. You are bigger than us. Then in Genesis chapter 35, that's Jacob now. We saw Noah, we saw Abraham, we saw Isaac, now Jacob. Genesis chapter 35 and in verse 5. Look at what happened to Joseph, Jacob, and his family. He said, and they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. As just Jacob moved, there was something that moved around with him that made those who pursue others not to be able to pursue him. I prophesy to you, terrorists, kidnappers, suicide bombers, all those kind of killers, armed robbers, 419, one chance, they will never be able to pursue you. They will never be able to pursue you. They will never be able to pursue you. And anybody who won't let you rest, they shall be laid to rest. In the city of Abuja and in Nigeria, those who will not let people rest, who call themselves killers and kidnappers and 419 and one chance, the God that I serve will lay them to rest. Lay them to rest. Lay them to rest en masse. Sudden death and sudden destruction for both them and their collaborators. Somebody shout power. Take your seat. They could not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Genesis chapter 39 verse 2. That's Joseph's example. And the Lord was with Joseph. That was enough. He was in a strange land, but the Lord was with him. And he was a prosperous man. Verse 21 again. The Lord was with Joseph. Job chapter 1 verse 10. Does Job fear God for naught? Have you not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Somebody say a loud amen. Let me quickly give you four facts about the preservation of the blessing. Number one. The blessing of God establishes the presence of God around the blessed and guarantees their preservation. It establishes the presence of God. So when a person is blessed, it doesn't just attract favor or resources. There is the presence of God around him. We just saw that now in the life of Joseph. The blessing of God establishes the presence of God around the life of the blessed. Around the blessed and guarantees their preservation. Secondly, the blessing of God establishes the hedge of divine defense. It establishes the hedge of divine defense around the blessed and guarantees their preservation. Job chapter 1 verse 10. He has made the hedge round. Thou hast made the hedge. There is a hedge, an invisible blessing hedge that is around the life of the blessed and guarantees their preservation. Thirdly, the blessing of God establishes the terror of the Lord around the life of the blessed. The terror of the Lord. That is, you come near them, you quake.
You come near them, you have anxiety. You have heart attack. The terror of the Lord around the life of the blessed. It establishes the terror of the Lord around the life of the blessed and guarantees their preservation. The first scripture, the first passage is Genesis 39, verse 2 and 21. That's the presence of the Lord. The second one is Job chapter 1, verse 10. That is the hedge of preservation. Job chapter 1, verse 10. And the third one is Genesis chapter 35, verse 5. The terror of the Lord around the life of the blessed. And finally, fourth, the blessing of the Lord establishes the rebuke of the Lord around the life of the blessed. That is, touch not my anointed, is speaking from that man's life. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 8. As a new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants' sakes, that I may not destroy them all. A blessing, destroy it not. Beloved, you are here today for the release of a blessing, and you are here today for the establishment of preservation. The devil that can waste you before your time is not found. Say the loudest amen. Charge your heart with revelation light like this. Charge your mind. Charge your mentality. As you take your journeys, as you pass sleep overnight, as you find yourself in dangerous terrains, charge your mind. The terror of the Lord is round about me. The terror of the Lord. The terror of the Lord is round about me. The voice of God's rebuke is around my life against the works of darkness. The presence of the Lord is around me. Having said that, we conclude with what is the way of the blessing. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5, Abraham. We saw the life of Abraham, and we saw the way of the blessing. Get out of your country to a place I will show you. I will make of thee a great nation, and so on. Number one is the way of devotion and dedication. Devotion and dedication to God. We say devotion to God is the willingness to go all the way with God. But I'm going to add something more to it in this service. It's the willingness to go all the way with God. Devotion and dedication to God in this context also mean an unpretentious, unambiguous identification with God. You are not pretending, and your identity is not hidden. An unpretentious, unambiguous. Because there are people you don't know whether they are Christians or unbelievers. Unpretentious, unambiguous identification with God. In case that is too big for you, unhidden. Unhidden identity. Identification with God. Devotion. You know. God knows. The devil knows. The demons knows. The angels knows. Your friends know. Your enemies know. Who you are and what you belong and who you belong to. That was number one. Number two is donation to God. In the first service we said, and that is a life donated to God like Abraham, is a key to the blessing. That is nothing coming in between you and God. That was what I said in the first service. But here I want to add, donation to God means holding nothing back from God. Holding nothing back from God. Lord, I'm in your hand, holding nothing back. Choir, can you help me?
Oh,
holding on, holding on.
Walk on me, O Lord, both in and out. Comfort me, O Lord, unto your plan. Till I become all you have in mind for me. Till I become all you have in mind for me. Lord, I need.
Basic minimal givings. Giving of time, giving of resources, giving of our abilities. Minimum. It means we don't know what we're dealing with or talking about. Donation to God. And finally, submission to God. Having a will submerged in the will of God. In addition to that, it is making God to have both the first and the final say in life. The first place, both the first place and the final say. You have the first place and you have the final say. I give you the first place in my life. I give you the final say. God, before I consider myself, I'll consider you. Before I hear anybody's voice, I want to hear your voice. It's a new day for you. Lift up your right hand. Appreciate him for his word this morning. I pray for everyone here this morning, in the name that is above every name, that this service today will produce its result in your life. That you will move into a new dimension of the blessing, a new dimension of the help of God. While we are in this mood, before we step out for the communion and then the blessing, anyone here today saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with God. I want to be forgiven. I need Jesus in my life. I want today to mark a turning point. You have an addiction that needs to be broken. You haven't given God the first place. You haven't given him the final say. You haven't completely surrendered and you want to do it now. Pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush forward and let us pray for you. Quickly. I'll give you the count of seven. And don't be the last to come and be the first. One. Come and surrender completely to Jesus. Come and make your ways right with Jesus.
Day by day, by day, by day.
Day by day, I see your mercies come my way. All the signs I see, your help arise. What can I do?
What can I give that can equal your
two. Love? Rush forward quickly.
Am I yours and yours forever, oh Lord?
Day by day, day by day,
day by day, I see new mercies come my way.
What can I do?
I'm yours and yours forever.
One more time.
Day by day, by day, by day,
I see new mercies.
Keep coming.
Father, we give you the praise and the honor. Keep coming, keep coming. And while they are doing so now, the communion people can also step forward, pick up the communions, and then step it forward. Now, those in the front here, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it now in Jesus' name. Right now, I pray for you. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Hold on 1 minute. After the communion, our officers will go with you to counsel, speak with you briefly, and then you also take your communion here. Please let the communion pass day by day by day. Two more times.
One, two, go.
Day by day, I see new mercies come my way.
On the side,
on the side, I see your hand around me.
What can I do?
I see your hand.
stand up on your feet, everybody, with the communion in your hand, and receive the blessing.
We declare the blessing of the Lord upon you today in the name of Jesus. We declare the opening of the month of October on your behalf in the name of Jesus. We declare your preservation in this month in the name of Jesus. Every weapon being fashioned against you today, we shatter and we scatter them in the name of Jesus. Every plan and plot of the enemy against you is hereby neutralized in the name of Jesus. Your resources are released into your hands. You are blessed in your going out and in your coming in. Safety, preservation, the help of God is released upon your life. In Jesus' name.
This morning, I declare the release of spiritual parental blessing.
He said, on this wise
shall the priest bless the people.
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. From this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's our month of wisdom. May the wisdom of God be communicated via this communion. In the name of Jesus. Today, by the blessing of the Lord coming, every spirit of delay in the month of October is arrested.
Amen.
Every spirit of backwardness is arrested.
Amen.
Every spirit of addiction is arrested.
Amen.
I speak to Nigeria. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Every power of darkness holding this nation in captivity, your power is broken.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, I speak against every agenda of the enemy, agenda of terrorism, the Antichrist agenda of the bondwoman. It is broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blessing of multiplication is released upon you.
Amen.
The blessing of preservation is released upon you.
Amen.
The blessing of protection is released upon your
Amen.
Life. In the name of the Father,
Amen.
And of the Son,
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Systems shall lose their peace.
Yes.
They shall lose their sleep.
Yes.
They shall lose their rest.
Amen.
Until what is yours enters your hands.
Amen.
I call it done.
Amen.
In the name of the Father,
Amen.
And of the Son,
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Shout the loudest Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and take the communion. Go ahead and celebrate the communion. Celebrate the communion. You could take your seat and just pray in the Spirit of Spirit, except those in the front.